I harked back further. "And you really think such a thing is possible?" I said.
"As possible," said Gibbon, and glanced at something that went throbbing by the window, "as a motor bus. As a matter of fact..."
He paused and smiled at me deeply, and tapped slowly on the edge of his desk with the green file.
"I think I know the stuff. Already I've got something coming."
The nervous smile upon his face betrayed the gravity of his revelation. He rarely talked of his actual experimental work, unless things were very near the end.
"And it may be I shouldn't be surprised. It may even do the thing at a greater rate than twice."
"It will be a rather big thing," I hazarded.
"It will be, I think, rather a big thing."
But I don't think he quite knew what a big thing it was to be, for all that.